Welcome to the Leadership Boost.
Leadership Boost.
Boosting your leadership into high performance. With your host, Sean Smith. Updating you with the points and principles to sharpen your skills so you can make a difference and have an impact in whatever leadership role you find yourself in right now. Forget the fluff and get the stuff with Sean.
Good morning and welcome to the Leadership Boost, another episode with your host, Sean Smith. Great to be with you again and welcome from wherever you are in the world. A quick thought for you this morning. Yesterday I was in a consultation with a leader and doing some consulting and just discussing some strategic thinking. And, you know, as the conversation progressed, something I had to mention that is really dear to my heart, not dear to my heart, but it's just a principle that I see is so prevalent and yet it seems to be ignored. We kind of tend to want to gravitate to the one or the other, and we try to academically, in fact, compensate for one or the other, and yet it leaves people, the people that actually, that's what matters about leadership, leaves them ambiguous, leaving them in confusion often, or very reserved, not totally committing to the process or the journey of your leadership. So we are talking about competence and confidence, or confidence and competence. So just a few minutes on confidence and competence of the leader. Two quotes that I found I thought really described them very well. Confidence: a person is quietly confident makes the best leader. A person who is quietly confident makes the best leader. And then on competence is the leadership should not be an aspiration. It should be a consequence of competence. But it's like wet in the water. You can't have the one without the other. A confident leader possesses the characteristics of integrity, self-assurance, self-confidence, internal security, and internal self-worth, and a few others. But it's just that core place of a leader that internally they are making the journey. They're not threatened by others. They're not feeling insecure about their position. They are secure in who they are. So whether they have the title or not, whether they have a position or not, whether they have a team of 20 or a team of two, they're confident in their own skin. They're confident about who they are, where they're going, what they're about. They have clarity. We spoke about this the other night. You know, it's just somebody that is exceptional, somebody that's just has that exceptionality about them. They have this clarity that is internal. They've made that transition. They've experienced the internal transformation before they try and bring the external transformation. They find inspiration in their own sense of strategic purpose before they try and take a bigger picture to the world around them, whatever that world is. So they have this sense of confidence, and it's visible. That's what gives a leader presence, is this confidence, internal confidence. It's not a show. It's not a personality. It's not put on. It's not because I wear a suit and crocodile skin shoes ostrich, carrying an ostrich skin briefcase or the biggest laptop or the fastest laptop in the world. It's not about that. It's about an internal sense of purpose, that internal sense of security. So you're not threatened, you don't compare, you don't compete, you don't need to. Even if you lose a job or lose a position, even if you have a bad month, a bad day, you know who you are and where you're going always. And people gravitate to that. People love to be around people who are confident and know where they're going. Sometimes they will criticize it, they will judge it, they will condemn it. Some people hate it because they're not. They reject somebody that has confidence because they don't have it. And what they're doing is manipulating, and they are forcing and driving and imposing and protecting themselves because that's all they know. But when somebody confident comes on, they feel threatened. They have to compete. They have to compare. So to make themselves look superior, they have to reduce. But that's fine because you know who you are. You are the exceptional leader. You have it. You are inspired first. You are influenced first. You choose your influence. You choose positive, right, correct, principle-centered influence around you. And you experience impact first. Then you take it to others. That's the confident leader. A competent leader, on the other hand, or on the other side of the coin, or the other side of the water, the wet side of water, a competent leader is developing and has developed the ability, the capacity, and the skill to lead people without trying to be a leader, without aspiring to leadership. They just do it. They've internalized it. They've developed it so much, it's naturally part of them. They're working on it every day. Every day they're taking steps. Every day they're adjusting. Every day they're experiencing the flexibility. Every day they know there's change, there's development, there's growth, there's maturity that has to come. They're never satisfied that they've arrived. They're always moving, always developing themselves internally to express themselves externally. So it's not your ability to do your job skills. I mean, that just stands as a matter of course, as a matter of assumption that you can do your job and that you can do it well, that you do it with excellence. That is a matter of course. That should be a settled fact. You should be working hard at being the most skilled person. I'm not most skilled, but highly skilled in what you do, highly developed in what you do. Study harder, work hard at it. Be very good at what you do. Develop yourself in your job. But then you need to develop constantly your ability, your capacity, and your skills to lead people. It's something else. Just because you can design a website doesn't mean you can lead. Just because you can develop a website doesn't mean you can lead. Just because you can service cars, you know, wonderfully build wonderful engines, doesn't mean you can lead. Leadership is a developed skill, a developed capacity, a developed ability that you have. If you are competent, so let's get down to the wet and the water here. Let's put the two together in one person, you. If you are competent but not confident, people will participate, but they won't trust you and commit to you. You can know strategy. You can be a good communicator. You can various other things. So as a leader, you've studied. You've maybe got a degree in leadership. I don't know, or a major in university in leadership. Maybe you've gone through the ranks over the years and you have experience as a leader. You're competent. However, if you're not confident, people will participate in what you're doing, but they're never going to trust you, not to a deep level, and they're never going to fully commit to you because you always are going to have this something about you that doesn't bring presence, doesn't bring security, stability, doesn't bring that sense of non-threatening. You're not self-assured, self-confident. You don't have internal worth. You're trying to find it in others, trying to find it in your successes, in your achievements. And you're always trying to supersede everybody else to show that you are greater than. In one element or another, we've got to avoid that kind of thing. So that's what a competent leader does, but it's not confident. People do not trust you fully and do not fully commit to you. But if you're confident but not competent, on the other hand, people will believe you, but they will still reserve their level of followership. they will reserve themselves on how much they're prepared to go with you, because you do not know how to take them on a journey. You don't know how to fulfill a mission and reach a destination or a destiny. So they're confused. They love you. They might even trust you to an element, but they're not going to follow you fully. In fact, you're probably going to lose people along the way, because you'll be a nice person. You're confident. Competent. You know how to engage the process, but you're not got that internal sense of stability to take people with you on a journey. Actually, the other way around. So if you are confident but not competent, then people will participate and they won't trust you and commit to you. If you are confident but not competent, they will believe you, but they won't, but they'll reserve how much they follow you. I hope that makes sense. I'm trying to follow my notes here. So people will believe you, but they will reserve their level of followership because they don't know if you can take them on a journey. You see, the thing is, people look at you and they go, as a leader, you've got to have the wet and the water. You've got to have this confidence and this competence. They've got to see that there's something that you have transformation inside of you, that you believe in where you're going. You believe in you. You believe in what you call to do, what you are mandated to do, that you're not threatened by anybody. You know, that's the biggest thing. You don't have this internal sense of insecurity. One day a leader asked me, you know, why don't I make the impact that I need to make in this nation? He asked me. And I said, the simple fact of that is, I thought about it first and I thought, how am I going to approach this? Because it's going to be challenging. And I said, do you want the honest answer? And he said, absolutely. And I said, the honest answer that I can give you is that you are insecure. You are too insecure. People don't want to work with you. In fact, of all the leaders I've ever worked with, you're the most insecure leader I've ever worked with. Boy, he just kept quiet. He was really chewing on that. Not chewing in a good way. He just did not like me telling him that. I was just being honest with him from my observation. So then we parted and goodbye and all the rest of it. Next day, he walks straight up to me and gets right close to me and he says, you know that issue we spoke about yesterday? I said, yes, he said, dealt with. It's over. I dealt with that. And I thought to myself, no, my friend, you'll never, never just have it like that. In your self-deception, you think you've just matured overnight. You think you've got it all together overnight, simply because you're doing exactly what an insecure leader does, is put up all the defense shields and say, I'm secure. You know, believe me, I'm secure. I'm telling you, I'm secure. Let me just help you right here. Don't you ever question my insecurity again. That's like the kind of mentality. But on the other hand, you can have somebody that's confident, but if they're not competent, they don't know how to lead in skill, in ability, in capacity. In other words, they don't know how to influence. They don't know how to engage. They don't know how to mobilize. They don't know how to build a team. They don't know how to strategize and communicate clearly and put people on a direction and involve people in that direction where everybody's contributing. They don't know how to bring the best out in people. They don't know how to set a succession plan in place where they are raising and empowering the next generation of leaders. You can be confident, but you haven't got direction. I mean, I'm talking basic stuff. If you don't have basic strategic purpose, it's going to affect people around you. They can't trust you to the level because they go, you know, you're always leaving them. So you may feel great about you, but you're leaving them out. But yeah, let me put in a little thing here. Generally, if you find a confident leader, confident leaders will take the time because they know how important competence is. So they will take the time to start building that competence because they're not threatened. They want to do it right. They have the right vision, the right mission, the right values about them. So that's really what I wanted to share with you today. Quickly, it's always not always that quickly. When I get into it, I really love to just communicate it clearly and let you get it from a number of different ways so that you just can grapple with it and grasp it and see and measure yourself. You know, if you had to measure yourself 1 to 10 on confidence, 1 to 10 on competence, 1 being terrible, 10 being super duper great, got it all together, where do you lay? Where do you want to be in the next year? What's the gap? And what are you going to do to fill the gap? How are you going to get yourself more confident so that your behavior, your perception, your attitudes, etc., are going to reflect differently amongst your team, amongst in your world? And then what are you going to do to build your competence? If there's a gap there, you know, what do you need to do? How are you going to build that? What are you going to start working on right now? All right. So that's from me. Thanks for being with me again. This is Sean saying over and out. Until next time.